We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
If you're thinking about maybe making a wager on the game, we've got the man, Chad Millman. He is our guy from the Action Network, and he joins us this morning on the WaitForIt.com hotline. And, Chad, welcome to you.
Chad.
Boy, I see a lot of money pouring in on them Georgia Dogs. There's a lot of belief that Georgia's going to win this game.
Well, look, it's hard not to. And that line has been exploding. It opened at 11.5. It's now at 14.5. Majority of the bets coming in on Georgia. And, look, I think that Georgia is an unbelievably good team that a lot of people think can contend for the national title. And Notre Dame, while they're a top 10 team, there's not a lot of people who believe in them the same way they believe in Georgia. The talent across the board in Georgia is better. You've got a Notre Dame team that is traveling into a hostile environment, playing in a night game, especially in the SEC. That's become something of a sort of a hotbed where it's much, much harder to play. It's much, much harder for a team to get up. The atmosphere is so much more stoked. I've been to games in the SEC on a Saturday night where people are tailgating all day. So I'm not surprised that the money has been pouring in on Georgia.
So, Chad, do primetime games get a different line than the games we get if they say they were like a noon game?
No, they don't get a different line to start, but they start to get a lot more attention. And so what ends up happening is bookmakers are quicker to move the line because they see the money coming in and they know that because it's going to be a primetime game, because it's what's often called a chase game, right? Like, everybody has been betting all day on Saturday. This happens on Sunday and Sunday night, too, for the NFL. Like, everyone's been betting all day, and if they won, they're feeling really confident and they want to put money down. If they've lost, they're feeling like they got to get that last chance to make some money. So they're quicker to move the line, and I think that's why you're seeing the line moving so much, as much as it did. 3 points from 11.5 to 14.5, crossing a key number is a big move.
We're talking with Chad Millman of the Action Network. If you're going to be looking at the lines this weekend, one of the lines, let's go to the other kind of local line here. The Falcons underdogs in Indianapolis, though the money's come in on the Falcons. Indianapolis opened as a 2-point favorite. It's been bet down to 1. In this game, this is, you know, essentially kind of a toss-up game, and you have to when you get a 1-point line. What are the odds of a tie? I mean, you throw it in the air. You know, it's a pick'em.
No, you're not wrong. You might as well just honestly, what you might as well do is you might be able to get better odds on the money line, which is just picking the winner straight up.
Right.
The Falcons are a really interesting team, and we talked about this actually last week in relation to their Sunday night game against the Eagles. I was on the Falcons last week when they were playing against the Eagles. I think they got kind of lucky to come out of that game with a win, and I think they're probably getting a little bit too much credit for doing that in a primetime game, and that's why you're seeing some money come in on the Falcons, especially from the public side, so the non-professional bettors. To me, the Colts are the right side here. Their offensive line has just been really good. They've been projecting Jacoby Brissett. We knew they were good going into the year. This is not the same Colts offensive line that forced Andrew Luck into retirement. And their defense has been pretty good. I know Darius Leonard, their middle linebacker, is in the concussion protocol, so it's still unclear if he's going to play this weekend. But I'm a big fan of the Colts, and I've actually been on the Colts in both of their games in the first two games this year. And I still go back to, like, they should have won that Chargers game. Adam Vinatieri left some points on the board. They should have won that Titans game much, much easier than they did. And, again, I think Adam Vinatieri left some points on the board. So I'm a believer in this Colts team, and I'm not a believer in the Falcons at all.
We're talking to Chad Millman of the Action Network here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. How much, you know, we all know that Eli Manning got benched this week. How much did Eli Manning's benching affect the line for the Giants against the Bucs?
All of 0 points, Hugh. The Giants opened at 6.5. It's currently 6.5. Eli Manning, who was finishing his career, is not the Eli Manning who was starting his career or won the two Super Bowls or really had any kind of influence on the line. And the truth is, like, Eli Manning was never at the Tom Brady, Drew Brees, Aaron Rodgers level. You know, those guys, when they lead a game, when they're not playing, that's a significant anywhere from a 5 to 7 point swing in the point spread. Eli Manning doesn't have that impact. At his best, he was about a 3 point difference in the point spread. The way he's been playing, he's a non-impact as a quarterback. So bookmakers are not looking at this as any kind of significant change when they're thinking about their power ratings.
Chad Millman of the Action Network, we're going to have to work on this belief in the Atlanta Falcons thing with him, aren't we, over the year? Yeah, we'll get to that a little bit later on.
I will tell you guys.
You'll learn.
anyone who's – I've had a podcast for several years called The Favorites. And the folks – I had it when I was at ESPN, and when I came to Action Network, I brought it with me. I am known to never believe in the Falcons. I have thought – I know this is not going to make me popular. I have thought the Falcons were always the kind of team that – played really well in the beginning of the year, but when you look back on their record as they started to fade at the end, they looked like a team that beat teams everyone thought would be good, and then it turns out they weren't very good, but they were getting more credit than they deserved. And so I've never been a big fan of the Falcons as a better.
Oh, okay. Well, that's fine, except this is a pick 'em game, but that's okay. We get to a couple other things in the NFL here. If I told you that the NFL had one line at -21.5 and another line at -22.5, you would think I was talking about, you know, an SEC team against a directional
school.
One of
them would probably be the Dolphins, I would venture to guess.
Dallas, a 21.5-point favorite over the hapless Dolphins, and the New England Patriots, a 22.5-point favorite over the Luke Falk Jets here. How do you play these games when the line is so big?
It's so hard. And look, this is the first time in our database, going back to 1993, that we can see this happening. It's astonishing. And the Patriots are so interesting because they break every rule. You really can't bet against them. And I think there's a couple of things going on here. One, the market has changed. Like, the idea that you automatically are going to bet on a home underdog or a dog of, you know, in this case, more than 3 touchdowns, I think those ideas have to get thrown out the window. And you really need to look at the teams on the field, and you need to take into account the quality of the talent of the team that is favored. And in the Patriots case, like, for me, this game is a pass. And in the past, it would be an automatic play on a massive dog. But I can't bring myself to do it because these teams are just so bad. Both of them are so bad.
Yeah, it's really tough. Though I can't see how anybody would touch the Dolphins. How are they going to score? I mean, Dallas is going to kill them, right?
Yeah, Dallas looks like just a juggernaut. They look amazing. And the, you know, what they did in week one against the Giants in that second quarter – with Dak Prescott sort of blew up, was impressive. And then they did the same exact thing against the Redskins, where the Redskins were keeping that game close. And in the second quarter, the Cowboys just sort of figured it out. They realized that they're better physically, that they're faster, that as a football team, they could do things with the Redskins that probably in the first quarter they were trying to figure out how much better they were. And I think that the same exact thing could happen against the Dolphins, a team that clearly has just sort of given up, right? Mm-hmm. And we've never seen sort of a real tank in the NFL the way we saw it with the Sixers in the NBA. But I have a feeling that this is what tanking in the NFL looks like.
Well, we look forward to it. Chad Millman of the Action Network. You can go to theactionnetwork.com and see not only the current line, but the number of bets, the percentage of bets, for example, in the Falcons game. Falcons have been bet down to a 1-point underdog, but the money's coming in on the Falcons. Right now, though, in that game, that's the Dallas game, which is 21.5 at the moment, 78% of the money's still coming in on the Cowboys. I don't know how you would – in those two games, I don't know how you don't take the favorite if for no other reason than you can't trust – Dallas could have that game covered with 10 minutes to go in the first half. Right.
Yeah, it's really hard to – look, if you don't like your money and you want to be on the edge of your seat the whole time and you want to be anxious, you bet the underdogs in this game. If you feel like you want to be comfortable, then you probably bet the favorite. The problem with these things is that the backdoor cover. You know, it's a junk touchdown at the end of the game when one of these teams is up by 28 points. Mm-hmm. And that's where these lines are right now. And the Cowboys, the way the spread is, I know guys who have told me that they're professional bettors who have told me they power rate the Cowboys as 28 points better than the Dolphins. But, you know, that last-ditch Hail Mary touchdown pass that all of a sudden takes it from 28 to 21, and you've lost your game.
Yep, the old bad beat. Hey, Chad, do appreciate.
Take care, guys.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.